For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. Communities throughout the Arkansas Delta often battle against a rising tide of economic woes. As factories close and labor-intensive jobs leave small towns, populations dwindle in many rural areas. For decades, outside investments from banks and charitable organizations have helped stimulate marginal growth. But most of the heavy lifting necessary to revitalize communities must be done by the people who live there.
Well, grace of God, it's good to meet you.
In downtown Helena, a building that was once a post office is now a hub for various programs that provide important services for women and families.
I'm Gracie Garner, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Family Center. The Family Center is a multi-service agency. It's a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1997. We started out providing emergency shelter and essential services for women and children that were fleeing from domestic violence.
Garner says the organization soon began offering additional support to area residents in need. Whether a family had fallen on tough economic times or lost everything in a house fire, the Family Center became a way station for people to get counseling, clothing, furniture, and even information on housing and health services.
A couple of years ago, we opened a food bank, and it's called Food Bank of the Delta, and we're real proud that as soon as the ground dries up, we'll be breaking ground for a brand new building. We recently submitted a grant to HUD to provide some housing for homeless people.
Gracie Garner grew up in Helena and remembers a time when every building was filled, and people could find what they needed in her hometown, rather than having to go to the big cities of Little Rock and Memphis. After leaving Helena to attend college, Gracie returned to help alleviate poverty.
If people would come back and invest into the community, I think we would be able to do many things, but people think that Helena does not have anything to offer. Well, I'm here, and I believe there is a lot to offer just because of me being here. And I'm not boasting and bragging about myself, but I believe all of us have gifts and talents that we can bring to the table.
A few blocks away from the Family Center, businessman Joe Griffith is surrounded by music memorabilia inside the Delta Cultural Center. He says Helena, West Helena still needs industry.
We had several companies here over the years when I was younger that left, and it's just devastated Eastern Arkansas. So we're hoping and praying and working very hard to try to bring something similar back.
Griffith is a member of the Sunny Boy Blues Society, a nonprofit organization that seeks to promote and preserve the cultural heritage of Delta blues music. He's also a member of the Delta Cultural Center's advisory board and says new advertising and promotion efforts to bolster tourism are getting people more interested in the Delta.
I love the blues, love the Delta, and I'm glad to be involved down here with a lot of the projects going on. My lady friend is in the real estate business, and she has definitely had a fine year last year. We noticed a couple of businesses that are coming in, and they're buying property and homes for their employees, which is a good positive sign.
Businesses are starting to reinvest in Helena, West Helena, and nonprofit organizations are expanding services in some measure due to widespread revitalization efforts that are part of the Delta Bridge Project. The community-led initiative outlined various socioeconomic ills and possible remedies to increase growth in Phillips County. Since 2011, over 100 jobs have been created through new investments in Helena Harbor, the advent of two chemical companies, a biodiesel production facility, and a wholesale distributor of hardware, plumbing, and electrical supplies.
Malcolm, my great-granddaddy got off the plantation and came to Helena in 1861. And from that time, my family has been there.
Judge Brian Miller has a seat on the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas. Though Miller works in Little Rock during the week, he lives in Helena.
It's in my DNA. It's almost like it's stamped on me. Everything I have, from this federal judgeship to the Arkansas Court of Appeals to being a lawyer to being on corporate boards of banks and all that stuff, comes from me being in Helena.
Judge Brian Miller says in a poverty-stricken area, you're going to have a lot of problems. Though the list of ills is long for Phillips County, Judge Miller says hardworking people throughout the Arkansas Delta are transforming their communities through the Delta Bridge Project and smaller efforts by local entrepreneurs.
Phillips County, for its population, has a little more crime than it should have, far more poverty than it should have. The education levels are lower than what they should be. We are people who divide by race, by class, but at any moment you could see any of us sitting around drinking coffee together and talking. Although there are a lot of us who have given up, there are a whole lot more of us who have not, and we want to see our community come back.
Back at the Family Center, Gracie Goner says providing important services to residents can be tiring, but somehow she manages to muster up the courage to fight the good fight.
I finally realized that when one has a calling on their life, the Lord gives you energy. But I can guarantee you when I get home in the evening and I lay my head on the bed, I go immediately to sleep. So it is the passion that drives one, that energizes one. And also seeing how you've helped someone.
Over the course of the journey in Helena, West Helena, residents often said their city needs more jobs that offer decent salaries. In the meantime, the Family Center, as well as other nonprofits in the Delta region, are helping neighbors get the support services they need to become productive members of society. In Helena, West Helena, I'm Malcolm Glover.